anybody else. Even honored immortals or Buddhas to do it for you. Obviously, you will be helped if you can reach the levels. For instance, when you first land in Australia, France, USA, or any other country with the empty hand, you always meet someone who is helpful to you. So it is the name for the soul. If you assiduously follow a path toward spiritual perfection, if you practice well with the help, the method, and move forward, then you will be naturally helped. On the path toward spiritual perfection, why are you still greedy? Why are you still dependent on the divinity and keep praying constantly? How many books have all of you read? And yet there is only one word that is essential to you. There is resignation. There is no use to read many books and not put into real practice. How fortunate we are today to have such a good method for self-practice and self-regeneration. We can develop ourselves and progress on our own. We are aware of the sacred moment. We understand and commune with it. Our eyes are closed. Why? Our ear listen, and our spiritual heart awakens to live internally in pureness and light. This is the lifestyle, the openness, and eternal progress. It is indestructible if human beings live in good balance and in a lucid state. Even though I am away from you, every moment of the week, every hour and minute, I feel that I am very close to you. I always commune with you in spiritual depth. My voice often touched to you to let you see that we are one. You live with me, and we are eternal travelers together. Hand in hand, we overcome many tribulations on earth. I am always there in moments of suspense. Together we confront the trials and overcome the difficulties. So why don't we continue to develop and strengthen our courage to contribute our share to others with real potential and practice? Everything that I declare to you here comes from my own experience and practice. With my own effort and progress, I have lived through it. I have shed tears and suffered. I have tasted all the bitterness, and now I present the experience to you so you can see that the road is unavoidable. You have to finally experience this crucial time of pain. Do repent and correct yourself. Only at that moment you will not use any more pretense from outside, any more religious regimentation to oppress. You should regenerate yourself in this in order to be free from the karma of the heart. When being free from karma, you will instantly become Buddha. Why can you understand that? Now, you just use religious principles to oppress yourself. You are sinking into oblivion without awareness. Anger and passions are sweeping you up. Now, if you are aware of it, then you should work for it. You should practice in order to achieve it. Even though you are not as eloquent as Buddha, but your words are true. The words originating from your true self is Buddhahood, and the one you borrow from others are falsehood. Therefore, you will achieve with real training. When reaching the goal, you will make offerings to heaven. This must come from your own effort, your honesty, and your sublimation of mind, so that it will converge into a myriad of magnificent color. Those nuances of color are undefiled and spotless, just like the lotus flower. A long year had passed, a long year with many lessons not completed. We have made many promises, but many of them are unfulfilled. It is tempting to hear about self-devotion, sacrifice, and wisdom. But how far have you gone? To start, you must do yourself a spiritual revolution. Dash to resolutely engage in practice. Follow the correct path. And do not make any excuse for yourself. Otherwise, you will be belated and age doesn't wait for you. When coming close to the infirmity of year or of the body, you will not be able to cope with the situation due to weakness. Thus, if you care about yourself now, if you agree to learn and advance to finish your lessons in due time and to resolve the matter properly. Then you will be able to enjoy the happy blessing from the whole universe. You needn't realize how many blessings you have received during the past year. It is because you lack the serenity to be aware of them. Good breath has been generously poured out to you. Many enlightened immortals have been assisting you all of the time. They just wait to see you advance further, so you can rejoice abundantly because of that glorious happiness. See that the sunlight and moonlight have shone down on you, even if you stand out in the open air. And if hiding in the shadow, how can the radiation of the sun and moon reach you? I have often said that every person is unique. No one can create a human being. The opportunity of owning this body is for learning, lesson, practicing, resignation, and taking tests. Today, you agreed to come to this place and join in carrying the torch of serenity and lucidity. You agree to remain silent and listen to my spiritual guidance that results from pure practice. You are me, and we together have followed the spiritual path. We unfasten our karmic bonds, and we will continue to do so. Let us seek our true identity and real potential. We must determine the ultimate location of spiritual conscience. Our omniscience power is really the power of forgiveness and love. If we know how to forgive and love, the joy we will have. We face each other by our consciousness, even while our eyes are closed. We can clearly vision our past and future. We can recognize that our friends are also coming from one structure that has been granted by God. His purpose is to send us down here to learn. We close our eyes to meditate and experience a feeling of ecstasy on the path of returning the origin. We must move forward with courage and certitude. We go in silence and not with agitation and revelry. We free ourselves during those moments of the meditative contemplation. We experience the rapture of lightness and proceed to the way of wide. We must free ourselves from everything in order to reach that state of void. Within that state of non-existence, there is existence, there is the eternal bliss, the inner return of order and light. Now look at your body. Isn't it also a symbol? A symbol of order. Without order, you cannot guide your body to come here and join our annual spiritual meeting at a local place. See that your body is like a dwelling place, a kingdom that shelters your soul. It is also like a country with hierarchical, a structure and institutions. Whatever process the microcosm. The microcosm has the same, but so few of you can see it. Now, with the help of the method, you can experience it. The more you practice, the more you enlarge your knowledge. You close your eyes, but your vision widens more and more. It is due to the exercise of the concentration of spiritual energy. You haven't been able to see the light yet, but your vision broadens. With eye close, you see at last. Then in the future, it will brighten even more. You encounter from one change to another, one circumstance to another, from one knowledge to another. In fact, you are progressing on the path of spiritual perfection. How happy and fortunate to live together in peace among brother and sister. You don't need to pray for peace, but the fact of living together in harmony will bring peace forward. Human beings are the most important and tidy on this planet. And if we ignore this fact, then we will certainly deviate. What's the good of praying and praying if your heart is not in harmony, then how can peace prevail? Today, you come here to practice harmony, exert peace with the tools of the forgiveness and love. We share benevolent energy with our brothers and sisters, and elevate ourselves spiritually. We are bound to each other by the pure, orderly air of the cosmos. We live together in peace. We are in process of learning serenity. The more serene we are, the more we can resolve all matters despite the importance. We will turn the complex matters into simple matters and then simple matters into void to achieve that result. You must practice. For instance, what is the good of the struggling? Struggling and competing. What will you get after all? Nothing. So it is best that you free yourself for lightness. And what will you get in that state of lightness? You will acquire everlasting finiteness, which is a real happiness. Happiness. In that state, everything will be provided for your comfort, such as science now is giving you the means to learn the Tao and conditions to live together in peace. With the help of a cassette player, my voice can reach you anytime and keep you company forever. We are brother and sister who assume the same road to evolution. Among materials, belongings, what is more precious than your body? Your body is miraculous and independent. You have the freedom of choice to develop it. We have experimented with life and practice during the past year. It is as though we were playing in a casino and lost everything. Some gambler and lost their spiritual mind, worn out their body. But today, the health of this method, you may recover something. You start to know your consciousness, to talk about how, to recognize the value of love and your real potential and position. There is the position of human being living in the whole universe and not in the confined place. When you realize that you are an entity of this universe, then what you will do? You will try to accomplish great things like your self-liberation. You must emancipate yourself first before being able to influence others. On earth, you process a most delicate body. No one can create us. So where do we come from? From what structure? Of course, we come from the supernatural nature through a most refined process. We are created on earth with all the capability of talking, reasoning, struggling, developing, sublimating, and then stop belizing ourselves. On earth, no one can produce a human being in that manner. Therefore, today we need to remain serene, to release all worry collective from past year in order to be back with God. There are a million people on earth who do not emit thought for eliminating impurity and preserving pure energy. Now, since we have that opportunity, we are also in charge of exerting forgiveness and love. So many people on earth haven't known their right position. And now, we are fortunate to know it. Our present on earth is to bring forth love and wisdom and make them available to all mankind. Therefore, we must suffer loss coming to bless, to this place. You have to spend money and time. You remain silent and serene. What is this for? It is for the purpose of sacrifice and being spiritual instead of the material. You take a long trip to come over here, and you are eager to see your fellow practitioner, and you are happy. You are really happy in order to receive the blessing from God. Why can this place receive the grace from God and not other place? Because we have here many brothers and sisters who have corrected and improved themselves. They keep silent and remain self-effacing while invoking the Buddha mantra to receive that precious lightness. After having that experience of lightness, I will make the suffering people know that pain and affliction have all originated from one's own deeds. We have also inner power to bring forth our own happiness. We are living in a loving ocean of serenity during this moment of peace. We refrain from impure thinking and preserve a ray of freshness in mind that serves to make an offering to God with complete sincerity. We make an effort to not create any more impurities or agitation to harm our inside every year. We will have 3 days of spiritual meeting like this, so we can push ourselves in order to enjoy the Dharma showers of the universe. It gives ways to spiritual evolution with sublimation of mind while your cranial psychic sand harmonize with the universal frequency. Even though your eyes are closed, you are really walking. You walk by energy to contribute to the brightness of the universe and its goodness. You take part into development of mankind. you come to full awareness of the rise of light in the three different spheres. At that level, your serenity serves not only the terrestrial level, but the other two levels will benefit the same. The pure flux of universal energy is also contributed by mankind and living creatures. If the living beings do not live spiritually and commune with the world above, then this terrestrial atmosphere will certainly become very oppressive. But on the contrary, if human beings know the spiritual path, then they will see how transient things are on earth. Competition also serve to assist human being progress toward evolution. During this moment of the meditation contemplation, we feel really step and delighted. Oppressive tests that had come to challenge us during the past year have now disappeared. Only comprehension, peace, and brought mindedness prevail. We learn contently in this state of serenity on earth. People have misunderstand Buddha by his appearance. Sometimes they think that Buddha is lazy because of his stillness and God on the Atta is quiet and motionless. But in reality, those personalities are very active. They walk wholeheartedly in the formation of this earth. Our spiritual minds have been developed so slowly compared to the rest of the material matters. We should be ashamed of a quick rate at which matter progresses and the slow rate at which our spiritual minds are progressing.